to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. with Shekinah and Fortress, the queens of breakfast.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2 times daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Of breakfast. Catch the Power Breakfast. Catch the Power Breakfast. Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. with Shekinah and Fortress. The Queens of Breakfast.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Given Luwinda launches the Patriotic Front Pamozi Alliance, describing it as a new and formidable political grouping to dislodge President Hakainde Hichilema. A consortium of civil society organizations condemns partisan senior civil servants. In international news, South Africa deploys troops in Johannesburg to tackle organized crime. And in sports news, Tupolopolo Interim Court George Luanda Mina unveils a 38-member provisional squad for the Four Nations Tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and real Ibanese every day, I'm Chris Wanji. Former Tonsi Alliance acting chairperson Given Luwinda has officially launched the Patriotic Front Pamozi Alliance, describing it as a new and formidable political alliance aimed at uniting various opposition forces ahead of the 13th November elections. Mr. Luwinda said the decision to form the new alliance followed consultations and resolutions made during meetings held on Sunday and Monday by the Council of Leaders and the Central Committee. Launching the alliance, Mr. Luwinda announced that the grouping will no longer operate under the name Tonsi Alliance, stating that the leadership has agreed to introduce a new political platform that reflects a broader coalition of political parties, civil society organizations, and other stakeholders. They explained that the rebranding marks a new chapter for the opposition as it prepares for the upcoming elections. Mr. Luwinda said the Patriotic Front Pamozi Alliance brings together members of the Patriotic Front, members of various political parties, and representatives from civil society organizations who share a common goal of uniting and strengthening the opposition. He further stated that the newly launched alliance is determined to remove the current administration from power in the 13th November elections, emphasizing that the coalition will focus on unity, coordination, and grassroots mobilization across the country. A consortium of civil society organizations has condemned what it describes as the growing involvement of senior civil servants in partisan political activities while still holding public office.
There was a meeting here on Sunday. There was a meeting here on Monday. The Council of Leaders and the Central Committee instructed me to come and announce to the whole world that this alliance is no longer Tonsi Alliance. So those who want to abuse us because of the name Tonsi Alliance, sorry to you, Malelo. The members of the Green Bloc, the members of the various political parties that are in this alliance, and members of the civil society organizations in this alliance, allow me to launch the latest, the most formidable, one and only alliance that is going to remove Hakainde on the 13th of August.
Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism says the conduct undermines constitutional principles that requires public servants to remain politically neutral. A consortium vice president IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma expressed concern over the alleged political involvement of Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Ondiepiri. As Ngoma said, the reported actions, which include publicly campaigning and distributing party regalia, amounts to a violation of Article 186 of the Constitution of Zambia, which requires members of the civil service to remain politically neutral. He says such conduct represents a serious breach of constitutional obligations and raises questions about the suitability of any civil servant who knowingly disregards the law they sought to uphold. Ms. Ngoma further noted that the situation is particularly concerning because government had already issued guidance reminding civil servants to refrain from engaging in partisan politics while in office, warning that continued defiance by senior officials risks eroding the professionalism and integrity of civil service. The consortium emphasized that positions such as permanent secretaries, deputy permanent secretaries, and district commissioners are meant to serve the public and should not be used to advance political campaigns. Ms. Ngoma stated that any civil servant who wishes to participate in political campaigns should first resign from public office.
We are particularly alarmed by the conduct of Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary, Ms. Beauty Ondiepiri, who has been seen publicly campaigning and disputing party regalia while still serving as a civil servant. This conduct represents a flagrant violation of Article 186 of the Constitution of Zambia, which requires members of the civil service to remain politically neutral. This is not a technical breach. It is a deliberate and calculated obligation of the Constitution by an officer who signed an oath to defend it. A civil servant who knowingly violates the Constitution demonstrates beyond doubt that they are unfit to remain in public office.
Livingstone Member of Parliament Rodney Sikumbas commissioned a rehabilitated ablution block and water recirculation system at St. Raphael Secondary School in Livingstone. Mr. Sikumbas says the project was completed at a total cost of about 600,000 kwacha using funds from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking during the official handover of the project at the school, Mr. Sikumba explained that the renovated facility includes modern flushable toilets and a water supply system aimed at improving sanitation standards for learners and teachers. Mr. Sikumba said government is prioritizing access to clean water and improved sanitation in public institutions in line with the directive by President Hakainde Hichilema that schools must have safe and hygienic facilities.
Hand over the rehabilitated ablution block and the water recirculation at St. Raphael Secondary School with a total cost of 600,000 kwacha. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I talked about 24 years ago where you're using one ablution block. This time around, the ablution block together with the recirculation is also servicing our teachers in the school compound. And I will tell you again, we used to struggle getting water out of that school compound. This time around, we have installed a 20,000 liter tank supplying the school as well as our teachers. We do not want to have our teacher coming late for class because he is unable to take a shower or a bath. I'm sure this time around the teachers come in much, much earlier. We are looking at opportunities that will now create more value as opposed to what just Mr. I.
Meanwhile, Livingstone Mayor Constance Muleabai said the commission CDF projects valued at over 5.1 million kwacha in Livingstone demonstrate government's commitment to taking development closer to the people.
The importance of the ablution block is twofold. The ablution block to St. Raphael's Secondary School cannot be overemphasized because it is a critical component of the health living of our children. Poor sanitation through lack of proper toilets can lead to diarrheal diseases that can affect the learning calendar of the school through unnecessary school closures. I therefore give kudos to Namatema Ward Development Committee and the people behind the support of the proposal to apply for the CDF funds to rehabilitate this ablution.
Other projects commissioned include solar street lights along Mukuni Road in Liwuyo Ward and a skip loader track to improve waste management in the district. Ecobank Group, a Pan-African banking group, has reported a 194% increase in lending to registered women-led businesses extending 780 million US dollars in loans in 2025, up from 265 million US dollars.